Edwin Hubble once said, the farther a star is away from you, the faster the rate it is moving away. How does this relate to business?
This is an interesting thing. When we first proposed the information cost velocity curve, oh, I guess 30 odd years ago, more than that now, the concept showed us immediately that when you're on that curve where information costs are constantly falling and velocity of information is constantly increasing, you have a distance problem. If your customers are farther away from you on the information cost velocity curve because you're not structured, designed to be out on the curve, they're moving away from you faster. So you have immediately a competitive disadvantage, which is magnified by the Hubble effect. So the further away you are from the customers, the faster they're moving away, and the faster your competitive disadvantage grows. Now, there have been some fascinating articles recently in the New York Times about the use in Japan of what's called the hanko. Hanko is a seal, and in English we usually call it a chop, where people stamp their Japanese character signature on a document to show approval. Well, it turns out that the hanko culture in Japan forces a process to constantly be produced in paper, move through dozens of people for them to stamp their hanko, and move on to the next step. Well, you cannot have an ERP system in that. You just can't. I mean, ERP is all automated on the net. It's all, you know, server driven. You don't stop the thing to produce a piece of paper so everyone in the department can put their hanko on it. The result is the hanko alone, just one little thing, little traditional Japanese chop on a piece of paper, pushes Japanese companies way back up the information cost velocity curve. And every time there's an improvement in ERP, and let's say you and I were to form a company and suddenly come up with a great new IT technology that dissolves large pieces of bureaucracy, and companies all over the world say, yeah, we love it and spend a lot of money and we both become very rich. I know it's a story we'd love to have. But anyway, you can't do that in Japan because the hanko says, no, 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 you must do it this old way, which is a century and a half at least in terms of where we are today. So you have, in this case, organization structure and design that force that organization further and further away from customers. So as customers are moving with the Moore curve, the memory density curve, modern software, and soon with Psi Quantum, perhaps quantum computing, great work being done by Microsoft and the University of Washington on DNA computing, those things will just push companies further out on the curve and leave the ones that don't get it way back. And the impact can be everywhere because your HR operation has got to be out on the curve, your R&D, of course, marketing, supply chain. You take someone like Walmart working like crazy with IBM on using blockchain to smooth out the supply chain. You can't have blockchain in a hanko culture. You know, you can't do it. So it creates these massive competitive disadvantages. And that's the Hubble effect.
Can companies adapt their business to avoid the Hubble effect, or do they often have to join other organizations that are more nimble?
That's a wonderful question. First of all, you can reorganize around the Hubble effect. No problem. You can do that. The first thing you do is you go to our website, future-creators.com. You go to the management grade calculator on the homepage. And you enter your data from your annual report. And if you come up with anything less than an A, you've got Hubble effect work to do. And you can, and indeed, we've got a ton of lessons, video tutorials on how to do this. There must be 80 video tutorials and case studies on companies on the website. And you can go through all of those and learn and learn and learn. And we're loading them constantly, new ones. So yes, you can do that. Then, of course, there's a question of acquisition. Now, there is a problem, however. If you're back up the curve and you try to buy someone further down the curve, you're going to wreck them because you have no idea what due diligence questions to ask because you're not far enough down the curve to do it. So there are risks. Now, people like Cisco do the reverse. Because they're really far down the curve, they can buy smaller companies that are further back up the curve and adapt those companies to the modern way of doing things. So a bit of a complex answer, but there you have it.
Very good. For more insights from Francis, follow Francis McInerney on LinkedIn. Tune into some of our podcasts at futurecreators.simplecast.com and subscribe at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.